Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or click the Contact Us link at our website, which is waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows back at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago and our first ever show in New Jersey. We will be at the New Jersey Performing Arts Center in Newark on December 4th. And be sure to check out this week's How to Do Everything. Ian and Mike now tell you how to tell people they're dumb without making them feel dumb. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter. This is Corinne. How the heck are you?
I'm pretty good. How the heck are you, Corinne?
I'm doing so well. I am so nervous.
And where are you calling from, Corinne?
Well, so I've been driving my family and friends crazy with practicing rhymes this week, so I wrote a limerick. Can I read it?
You may. Go ahead.
Okay, great. Okay, so it goes like this. It's, in this land we say yins, so many bridges you might get the spins. We have all the hills and the sports, it's often too cold for jorts. I'm from Pittsburgh, where we have all the winds.
Hey! Pittsburgh? We're in Pittsburgh! Are you at home right now? Can we all come over after the show?
Yes, of course.
Hey guys, we're going to Corinne's house! All right. Well, welcome to the show, Corinne. Nice to have you. Bill Curtis is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly in two of the limericks, you'll be a big winner. Ready to play?
I'm ready.
Here is your first limerick.
We hunters feel both light and dark. Our eyes are not flat. There's a spark. Our three rows of teeth hide a soul underneath. Personality lurks in a
shark.
Yes, a shark. Contrary to popular belief, sharks are not just mindless killing machines. They're killing machines with feelings and personalities, like hungry or mad or hungry and mad. This is exciting news for biologists. They consider any shark study where they don't get eaten to be a success. According to this new study published in the journal, Sharks! Some sharks are gregarious, some are shy, some are sociable, and some are sexy, according to this one scientist who really weirds out the other guys. Okay, Corinne, here is your next limerick.
At the Patent Bureau, I struck no chord. They said, Snurf is the name you got, oh Lord. White powder is one, add the plank, and you're done. Just call your invention a snow.
Board.
Yes.
Yes, my goodness.
Snowboard. That's smart. We learned that snowboarding was originally called snurfing. Snow surfing. Snurfing. It only became known as snowboarding after the founder of the Burton Company couldn't get the rights to the name Snurfboards. Snowboarding isn't the only winter sport originally called something else. Skiing was once known as white people going down hills on sticks. Here is your last limerick.
It can tell when I'm coming unglued, or when I just sit here and brood. This new software sees how I'm striking the keys, and so it determines my
mood.
Yes! Whoa! You got that. You were ready for that. An engineering team has designed a program that's able to determine your mood while typing on your keyboard, you know, when you're in the internet. This is easy because the only two moods it has to choose from when you go on the internet are bored or horny. The program was able to predict with 70% accuracy whether test subjects were, for instance, sad. Probably how they figure out is someone types IM space SAD. Bill, how did Corinne do in our quiz?
Well, Corinne is from Pittsburgh, so she's perfect.
Yes.
Well done, Corinne.
Thank you.
You did Pittsburgh proud. Thanks for playing.